Faith and Family. The title, Encourage Wonder. This time written by Janelle Hooper, ELCA Program Director for Ministry with Children. Good stories not only stay with us, they shape us. They shape our choices, thoughts, and beliefs. If we want to shape our kids' faith beliefs, we are better off not telling them what to believe, but giving them language for their beliefs. Jerome Berryman, founder of Godly Play, agrees. He recommends leading children into a form of deep play that leads to wonder, encourages them to ponder the source of the wonder, allows for their insights to emerge, and shows children how to speak Christian. Instead of relaying doctrine, Berryman's Godly Play method equips children with Christian language to use when making sense of what they believe. The difference is huge, and the benefits for families are significant. Parents don't need to be Bible experts to employ Godly Play at home. Speaking Christian includes using the word wonder often. For example, ascension is a big Christian word and concept behind Jesus being resurrected and somehow lifted into heaven. While discussing his ascension with my children, I definitely needed to rely on wondering. My 11-year-old said, "I wonder, since Jesus is part human too, if he just couldn't stay around forever." This made us all think. By encouraging our kids to wonder, we give room for the mystery of God. Lutherans embrace this mystery when Martin Luther described communion as Jesus being present somehow in, with, and under the bread and wine. I wonder how Jesus is in the bread would be a faithful question to explore, and with the Godly Play method, it would be a key to not give an answer. Godly Play enables parents to share their faith through stories and wonder, and it helps kids think through their faith with guidance while delighting in God's mystery. A few days after my children and I explored the Ascension story, my 8-year-old, out of nowhere, said at dinner, "Perhaps Jesus was right here," and he was pointing to his heart. Here are some faith practices. Challenge yourself to use wondering questions in everyday life. For example, when your child stubs a toe, after caring for the immediate need, you might mention, "I wonder if, when Jesus had a friend with a stubbed toe, if he gave it a kiss or hugged the friend or both." Watch one of the free videos demonstrating Godly Play storytelling and try it at home. It's on YouTube, Godly Play Videos.